For the second time in as many weeks, Jesus tells his disciples in plain language about the suffering, about his death and resurrection that will await for him in Jerusalem. But the disciples still didn't understand this, nor did they ask for clarification. Instead, they rather quietly changed the conversation behind Jesus as they were moving on to Capernaum, and they began arguing about who was the greatest. When they reached Capernaum, Jesus responds by chiding them and taking a child on his lap to teach them. In this gospel reading today, Jesus combines two critical Christian virtues. One is servanthood, and the other is love. Sometimes we, too, are asked to become servants when we least expect it. First, servanthood. I'd like to share with you a story of servanthood that was told by Monsignor Arthur Tony, who wrote several books on stories and jokes that were appropriate to use in homilies. And this particular story is about Dr. Charles Mayo, who with his father and brother began the world-famous Mayo Clinic. Some European medical experts, they were visiting the clinic, and they were staying as the guest of Dr. Mayo in his home. In their countries, when they were going to retire, when they were going to bed, the men would put their shoes by the door place. And that was a sign that the servants then needed to polish those shoes overnight so they'd have bright, shiny shoes in the morning. Well, as Dr. Mayo was heading to bed, he noticed those shoes lined up outside the rooms of his guest. But it was too late to wake up any of his housekeepers or servants. So he picked up the shoes, took all of them to the kitchen, and spent half the night polishing their shoes so they would be well polished in the morning. Now, that might be perhaps a small act of service, but it reminds us of Jesus' instruction to be a humble servant, to be a servant of all, and to be last of all. Secondly, in this gospel story, Jesus taught that loving others is the greatest service you can do. Everything else flows from that. For example, kindness, hope and gratitude, wisdom that comes from above, patience, truthfulness, respect. We certainly respect someone that we love or we show love toward. And there's a peace, and we care for those who are in need or those who are considered to be the least among us. Now, Jesus is using this sort of a living parable to call all of his disciples to be of service to others, especially to children and to others who are vulnerable or marginalized and otherwise forgotten. Servanthood orients our relationships with others, and when our desires are out of order, as James wrote in the second reading today, then our relationships become disordered as well. He said, for example, those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? From human passions and not from the wisdom of God. Now, as we visualize this scene of Jesus taking this child on his lap and teaching the apostles, we think of that as what a beautiful scene. How nice that is that Jesus would take a child and put on his lap and teach them. But I think it's really important for us to recognize that in ancient Middle Eastern culture, in Jesus' time, children would be placed last. A father was taught, in case the house was burning, that the first responsibility for him would be to get his own father out of that house. Secondly, he would get his mother out of the house. Thirdly, his wife. And last of all, the young children. When famine came, children would be the last who would be fed. A minor child was considered to be equal to a slave. Only after reaching maturity did a child become a free person with the rights to inherit the family estate. So we also have learned through the years and through various documents that infant mortality rates were as high as 30% of live births. 60% of the children were dead by the age of 16. Causes were primarily diseases, poor hygiene, and malnutrition. So the advice that Jesus gave to his disciples about greatness is valid for all of us. Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." And then Jesus picked up this child, wrapped it in his arms, sharing his love for the least among them, and said, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." We could, I think, transpose some words in that statement as we look at the context of children in the ancient Middle East community. For example, we might read this as, "Whoever receives one person who is not in touch with society, someone who is vulnerable, someone who is considered to be the least in our society, if we accept them in my name, in Jesus' name, then they receive me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." We at St. Thomas More, we have many opportunities to be of service and to love. For example, as I look around here this evening, a few of those examples come to mind. We have many opportunities through the Knights of Columbus, the St. Thomas More ladies, the Tom's Moms, but I'd like to give you a few other examples as well. We can show our loving service within our community through programs such as the Neighbor to Neighbor program, feeding the homeless, again, those left on the street, those who are not seen as perhaps critical in our society. We can also respond through the care portal that St. Thomas More has now online, which points out various needs in our society or in our community, and then we can respond accordingly. Also, for example, at each Mass, we have an opportunity to donate food for the food pantry or diapers and personal items for Catholic Charities in the tub that's out in the gathering space. We have another activity that is coming up, a service activity, which is called Go Make a Difference, and that will be October the 27th. And there are sign-up sheets available in the gathering space so that we as a church community can go into our larger community and serve those who are in need, those who are homebound and perhaps cannot do some of the work around their home or their yards that need to be done. So in today's gospel, Jesus calls us to that kind of service, to humble, selfless service. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa, said it this way: "Be the living expression of God's kindness through humble service. Kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile, and kindness in your warm greeting." Related wisdom is also found in the motto of the Missionaries of Charity, which was the order of nuns founded by Mother Teresa. And it goes like this: "The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace."